We begin this morning with the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carney. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Congratulations to you guys for your big 56-17 win over St. Francis. Before we dive into a challenging Saturday ahead at South Dakota State, let's talk about what went well for your team and what you liked about the way your team played Saturday.
Well, you know, I thought we played really hard, physical, pretty energetic. I thought we had a lot of passion and juice out there, which is it was awesome to see. I think it's going to take that, you know, regardless of who we're playing against in order to win in the playoffs. You know, I don't think we got out toughed or out energied the other day, which was great. And I think that's something hopefully we can carry with us. We played for 60 minutes. You know, we finished well. We, you know, played well in all three phases. We had some big stops when we needed them. We had some big time plays and special teams when we needed them, and obviously made some explosive plays on offense when we needed to. And so I thought it was as good a game as you can play, minus a couple of plays here and there, which is going to happen. And, you know, again, like we talked about in the press conference afterwards, we have to continue to limit our turnovers. We're going into to play in a team right now that's, you know, kind of specializes in creating them. They've had an interception in literally every game so far. 15 on the year, if I'm right. And so, you know, we have to keep the ball in our hands and try to be in a game with the number one team in the country.
First question this morning from Andy Waller. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, you know, you were talking the other day about the amount of playoff experience on the coaching staff. You know, how does that help in a situation like this?
Well, I think it's just, you know, having the ability to, you know, in position meeting rooms and on the practice field and, you know, not try to make too big a deal out of certain things, but also understanding that things are going to be a little heightened and emotions will be heightened. And having people who have been in big games and on the road and in FCS playoffs, in FBS, you know, bowl situations, in national championships, in Super Bowls on our staff. And so, you know, those things help, you know, because you're going to have those people around the players, and the players can either, you know, ask for the advice or just feel the difference. I know a lot of it's nonverbal, you know, the communication that we have with our student athletes, a lot of it, we can say what we want, but, you know, they're going to feel how we feel. They're going to feel our emotions. They're going to feel our energy, and they're going to see how we react in situations. And so if we've been there before and we have guys around, you know, our players who have been in high leverage situations, in playoff situations like this, on the road in tough venues, in tough elements, then I think it does help.
Next question for Dan Steenhammer. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carney, when you were at Sam Houston and ran into this South Dakota State team in that spring national title game, they lost Gronowski pretty early there, as I'm sure you remember. Of course, not the case this time around. You guys will have to confront him. I'm sure this is an even better question for Manny, but just what, as you're an offensive mind, to be sure, and I mean, how much can an offense do with a quarterback like Mark Gronowski?
Well, I mean, you can do a lot with it. I mean, it's similar to, you know, things that we do with Nolan and, you know, a lot of the guys in the playoffs are doing with all their quarterbacks. And it's, you know, he's a guy who can run it and throw it. You know, he's very accurate. He runs the system well, and he's got a ton of weapons out around him, and a great offensive line and a confident offense. You know, those guys, you know, understand who they are, what they're good at, and really play to those strengths. And so, you know, you can see what they've done through that really good league and over the course of time too. It's not just, you know, what they've done this year or the last year. I mean, those guys have been consistently, you know, a playoff team, I want to say 10 years in a row or so, you know, and so like they've been consistently fairly dominant.
Next question for Kevin Tushling. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, when Delaware played South Dakota State a couple of years ago, I recall that their size and ability up front was quite a determining factor in that outcome. How strong are they in up front now, and how big of a challenge is that for you guys to cope with out there on Saturday?
They didn't get much smaller or weaker, unfortunately. They are very, very capable physically. You know, up front on defense, those four guys are, man, are they strong and physical and not unathletic for big, strong guys. You know, they run around well and they chase people down and they can run sideline to sideline and win in a pass rush move. which, you know, it's going to play a huge factor. It's how we hold up in that, in those physical toughness situations. You know, we're playing, you know, I think they're number one against the run in the country or something like that, you know, something crazy, probably the number two defense in the nation or something. So they're going to be physical. They're going to be fast. They're going to run around. They fit gaps so well. They play so sound, and then their safeties just run around and, you know, try to hurt people. And so, you know, I think, you know, all those things are going to be factors for sure. And it's about how we match it. You know, that's also going to be a factor. It's not just who they have, but, you know, how we react to who they have and what they're trying to accomplish, and how well, you know, we accomplish our physicality and you know, we dictate it a little bit as well, and see if we can go at them a little bit.
Hey, Ryan, if I could follow up, I thought it was impressive last week when Noah Plack made first team all conference, not because he's not very good, but because you got Kedrick Whitehead playing next to you, who, you know, is going to get, you know, laurels such as that. What has made Noah such a good football player for you guys this year?
Well, he's so instinctive, does a great job at, you know, roaming the field and making plays in both situations, and run pass. You know, we can send him on a blitz. I mean, he's going to make a play kind of in whatever defensive call in front we have. And he does such a great job at kind of being that guy that, you know, can kind of run to the ball, you know, and kind of make everybody else correct. We call them erasers, you know? And so if there's a mistake up front in the front six, he's going to make it right. And he's got a really good knack for finding the ball and tackling it and then making plays in the pass game when we need him.
Was that nice for you to see him get that honor, you know, that he wasn't overshadowed by Kedrick?
Of course. Yeah. You know? And I don't think, you know, in our room, we love Ked, but I wouldn't say he's overshadowed at all. And so like right. that they're very different positions too, the two positions they play. I mean, Ked is more of a safety and, you know, I would say Noah's more of a hybrid, you know, safety linebacker body type that just kind of roams the middle of the field. He's a robber, old robber safety. And, you know, it's a little different. And so those guys are, you know, deservedly both all conference in different types of ways. It's almost like a tight end and an H-back, you know?
Ryan, next question from Connor Metz. Go ahead, Connor.
Thanks, Rob. Back to the what you were saying about SDSU's, you know, filling gaps and everything. Do you feel like your O-line and your backs can carry some of that momentum from Saturday? What did you see on Saturday that gives you hope they can carry that against an even better front seven / run defense here this week?
Well, I mean, I hope so. And that's the hope, and that's the plan. You know, what we saw on Saturday was, again, a continuation of us continuing to get better at gelling up front and understanding, you know, adjustments. And, you know, we keep playing good defenses. And, you know, the last defense we played was also top five against the run in the country. And so, you know, we ran the ball okay against them. They were a different type of good, you know, they were a little bit more athletic and lean and twitchy and they moved well, whereas these guys are a little bit more physical. Also a lot of movement up front too, but they're a little bit more physical, longer kids. And so, you know, I think we have our work cut out for us, but we can certainly use that confidence. Anytime we play a football game, we're going to learn from the mistakes that we make and correct them. We're also going to take the things that we did well and hopefully expand on those guys and make them better and better.
Do you think having, you know, a bevy of backs back there kind of rotating in helps now that it's December? Legs might be tired on other teams, but, you know, they're staying fresh because you've rotated them so much this season and last week as well.
Yeah, we talked about that early in the season when those questions were arisen. And, you know, it was for that reason, you know, we have four capable ones, so we're going to keep using them in that way so that we don't have to wear anybody out. You know, that's, you know, if we, you know, we had one guy that was head and shoulders, not even close, better than everybody else, maybe we'd give him 50 carries a game. But, you know, there's four capable guys that are all good at what they do and they're different. And so it kind of gives us an opportunity to use guys in different situations and have a little bit of a different look for the defense when we put, you know, one of the four guys out there.
Ryan, you touched on it a little bit with Dan, but, 18 months ago, not only did you play against him when you were at Sam Houston State, but a lot of your guys on your team made that trip out there for the semifinals. When you look at the names on the South Dakota State roster, a lot of familiar guys that were there 18 months ago. How much does your experience help and the fact that your guys have been in that setting and kind of have an idea of what they're going into this weekend help?
Well, I'm sure that matters. You know, again, anytime something's new and fresh, it's going to be a little bit more awesome, if you will, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, have some guys that have been there and understand the situation they're going to walk into and understand the elements they're going to walk into. And, you know, but regardless, you know, it's a, you know, there's some similarities, but it's also, I mean, it's a whole new operation, you know, and so we are different. I know that. So whether we were there or not as individuals, or, you know, I was there with a different team. I also played against this team and another team, and it's all doesn't matter. When we get out there on Saturday, it's going to be the 2022 Delaware Blue Hens versus the 2022 South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And, you know, how we perform against them is going to be dictated on what happens this week in practice and what's happened to us in the past and how we've learned from it. Not anything that happened 18 months ago or in the national championship in the spring or any of that stuff is not going to matter until we get out there and see how we perform and see how we rise to a challenge and hopefully, you know, attack.
Before I let you go, just keep go ahead, Dan. You get one more in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rob. You're going to wait for Rick? You're not going to ask any questions? I've known you for 15 years. You're just going to sit there and hang out by your lamp?
I had my only quick follow was what is Ben Dinkel thinking early in the week about heading back to Brookings? Is he going to have a enjoyable pregame seeing some guys?
I haven't asked Dink yet. You know, it's a homecoming of sorts for him. I know, I'm sure he's excited. It's a pretty cool deal, you know, to have the opportunity to go back and you know, see some guys, you know, but also get a chance to compete against the team that you were on for a while. I'm sure is a pretty cool deal. He's such a great kid and a fun guy. So I'm sure he'll have some fun with it. Hopefully he keeps performing the way he's been performing, because he's been one of the best punters in the country this year.
All right, before I let you go, just give me some keys for your team on Saturday.
Oh, we got to keep the ball in our hands on offense, and we have to create some turnovers on defense. We got to keep this game as competitive as possible for as long as possible so we can win it late.
All right. Thanks very much for doing this today. Safe travels to Brookings, and hopefully we're talking again next week.
Appreciate you, Rob. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Good luck, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you, buddy.